we've actually been doing telehealth for a number of years. Mental health services have been offered for about the past 6 or 7 years there, and these have largely been video consults with specialists at the medical center. They also offer consults now through physical therapy, occupational therapy, a variety of services there.
When you mention things like physical therapy, I'm wondering if that's really as effective as, you know, having a physical therapist right there who can physically, you know, help you along with things.
Well, obviously there are some limitations in that regard, and one physical therapist I spoke with there said, yes, there are some things he just still needs to see the patient in person, getting a sense of how much pressure they could apply against his hand, getting a sense of their strength level. But he said there is a lot in terms of exercise therapy that he can just kind of coach them remotely. They don't have to make the trip to the medical center where he is in White River Junction if they live an hour or two away, and it would be prohibitive for them to visit him. So one patient I spoke with down in the Bennington area said he's able to just do his exercises in his kitchen while consulting with the therapist in White River Junction.
You say that the VA has been doing this for a while. Is this a newer technology, though, an updated version?
Well, what they're really doing here is, yes, they've been doing this for about 6 or 7 years, the patient consults in mental health. And what they're kind of doing is expanding its scope throughout the VA. They're doing more of it. They're doing it in more areas. And, yes, the technology is, of course, becoming more advanced.
Now, is there any concern among patients or maybe even doctors that while this may be convenient, it can't really substitute for an actual in-the-room meeting between patient and doctor in the sense that it might be too impersonal?
I think everyone's aware of some of the limitations of this, and no doctor that I spoke with said that they consider this a replacement for the in-person visit. Many doctors, both in the VA and outside the system, say this is more of a supplement to care. And for them, what it really is an access issue. This is an opportunity to reach people who otherwise would not be getting care, rather than drive, you know, the 2 hours or be stuck at home, you know, when weather is inclement. They are able to still consult, still receive some care from their doctor when otherwise they would not be getting that care.
Have the people you've spoken to had any questions about how this might affect jobs in healthcare?
You know, they haven't mentioned so much about job. There are plenty of questions about over regulatory issues. There's, you know, for instance, if we're turning our iPhones, for example, into virtual doctor's offices, are those medical devices that should be regulated by the FDA? There is questions about doctor licensing. If a doctor, for instance, Dartmouth-Hitchcock, nearly half their patients, around 40-45% of their patients come from Vermont. If a doctor is providing remote services, a doctor who's licensed in New Hampshire but not in Vermont, are there issues there? So there are concerns around those, but in terms of whether or not this will lead to a reduction in job, I haven't heard many concerns over that.
What about privacy issues given this technology and complying with the HIPAA Act and things like that?
Right. Well, you know, this has to be secure technology. Now, some of it works like Skype, but, you know, with the added protection, presumably, of security. You know, it's encrypted so that no one could take it. But obviously, that is a concern.
Overall, though, the people you've spoken with, the patients at the VA, et cetera, how do they feel about this?
Most of them are really enthusiastic about this. And the physical therapist that I spoke with said he was originally skeptical. He thought that there was, you know, there were going to be some things that he just could not do. But he said he can see a day when he will be able to do more and more treatments remotely for his patients. And the patients themselves, I mean, they're getting care that in a more convenient way and in a more cost-effective way for them. They don't have to drive. They don't have to spend the gas money. And they don't see a noticeable difference in the quality of care. Again, there are times when they still will need to drive to White River Junction to meet with their specialists, but they're able to get more care in an easier fashion and seem very enthusiastic about it.
Chris Fleischer is a reporter for the Valley News. Thanks for taking the time, Chris.
Yeah, of course. Thank you.